off my shoulders.
I call Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
Greetings and salutations, fantasy football fans. I'm Eric Balkman. Do you want to get advice from the best players in the world? Then be sure to tune in to the High Stakes Fantasy Football Hour with Dave Gerzak and me every Saturday afternoon at 4, 3 Central. Each week, we'll talk to a player from the Fantasy Football Players Championship, the home of High Stakes Fantasy Football. Hear from drafters who are putting up thousands of dollars of their own money to compete for six-figure prizes in the FFPC. You'll get the sleepers they're targeting, early round busts they're avoiding, who they'll be starting, and more. From Redraft to Dynasty, the High Stakes Fantasy Football Hour has you covered for year-round analysis, including live high-stakes pick-by-pick draft coverage in the summer. If you want advice from proven winners who put their money where their mouths are, then look no further than the High Stakes Fantasy Football Hour with Dave Gerzak and me, Eric Balkman. Listen to all our fantasy coverage at fntsy.com/radio and download the Fantasy Sports Radio app for your iOS and Android device.
Draft World Fantasy Sports brings the games to you with real cash prizes. Kick off your season. Choose your league. Draft your players. Or let Draft World's quick pick wizard get you started. Then turn your knowledge into cash. Draft World offers low commissions on all fantasy sports. Cash prizes are paid as each league ends automatically. And every day, a new Draft World season starts. It's the world's way to play fantasy sports. DraftWorld.com.
We're back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We're hanging out here. You seem confused, Matty.
Is that vacation? What's this music?
It is. It is vacation. I don't know what that is, but
the movie with Chevy Chase?
Oh yeah. Right.
Sounds like a weird version of it.
Oh, it's probably not just like the, we don't have the money to pay for like the real thing. So, the thing that Corey was talking about before watching the Golden State Warriors defeat Cleveland Cavaliers in five games was Mike Foltynewicz against Steven Strasburg. And Foltynewicz responded a 3-0 lead. You're like, okay, Folty, just keep doing what you're doing, bro. And instead, it was a disaster because he struck out zero batters. He allowed 8 runs on 11 hits, a couple of walks. And one of the home runs was to Bryce Harper. Another home run was to Trey Turner. And then this Goodwin guy also had a home run.
Yeah, Brian Goodwin.
Correct. Yeah. But nevertheless, the Atlanta Braves defeated Washington 11-10 in 9 innings. Why? Because of a blown save by Matt Albers. Because the Nats still haven't traded for a closer. They just called up some dude, right? Like, they just called up somebody who I assume is going to be their closer tomorrow, right? It has to be. Dusty Baker's going to lose his effing mind.
Yeah, they were talking to Dusty after the game, and he was very frustrated. He said, you know, we're seeing too many crooked numbers up there in the late innings. Right now, the Nationals, more than any team in baseball, they've blown 6 leads when they've led by multiple runs in the eighth inning or later. And, you know, I was talking with Tony about it this morning, and Tony says, well, you know, there's still 9 games ahead. It's not going to like they're going to rush and make a move, which is a good point. But, you know, I think Dusty's going to lose it if they don't. And the Nationals were completely frustrated because last night Jim Johnson faced Bryce Harper with the game on the line. And when Harper flew out, he went to the dugout and he kicked the corner of the dugout. He cursed and he threw his batting glove. So this late inning frustration is really starting to eat at the Nationals.
Well, the thing about it is, we know what postseason baseball, Washington Nationals are going to be in the postseason. We know what postseason baseball is: clutch hitting and good bullpen play. And the Washington Nationals, if they're not going to win a championship or even get to the World Series unless they fix this bullpen problem. So the regular season is kind of irrelevant to them right now when it comes to what's going to happen with this bullpen, but they got to get it figured out. I think something's going to happen before the trade deadline, between the All-Star break and the trade deadline, because they can't continue to go on like this.
But here's the truth, right? Last year, the Cubs traded Gleyber Torres and a lot more, to be honest with you, for Aldis Chapman. And then Gleyber Torres is now the second best prospect in baseball, probably now the top prospect in baseball. And the Cubs, I was talking about this with my friend over the weekend, the Cubs don't regret that for a second. They traded the top prospect in baseball away for Aldis Chapman.
They got a championship.
And they got a championship. And they do not regret that for a second. No. The Cleveland Indians traded their top prospect away for Andrew Miller, and they made the World Series. And you know what? They don't regret that for a second, because it worked out perfectly.
The Nationals
need to do whatever they need to do, whatever prospect it takes. I do not care who it is, whoever Kansas City is asking for Kelvin Herrera, whoever Tampa Bay is asking for Alex Colomay, whatever, whoever, it does not matter. You trade them away because it does not matter. You are losing games every single day because of your inability to close ball games. Cody Glover, Sean Kelly, Matt Albers, Joe Nathan, I don't care. Whoever it is not getting the job done in Washington. Make a move before this is costing you even more.
And you look at Foltynewicz, too, last night. That was very disappointing because he had two strong starts before that. And this is the problem with Foltynewicz. It's like every once in a while he's having a blow up. And let's not forget about Matt Adams with the two home runs last night. He has 8 home runs in 22 games as an Atlanta Brave.
I'll get to Matt Adams in just a second, because I think Matt Adams is a good conversation. But sticking with this closer situation, you have said, Matt, when it comes to the Yankees, right? Like, they should go out and make a trade now. Make a trade for a starter before it heats up and before the deadline comes. And I've kind of been conservative about that. And, you know, I think it's almost warranted. Like, the Yankees are winning ball games. Their starters are pitching really well. Even Tanaka, like, pitched well for the most part last night. And I think they have an ability, an affordability, just kind of see the market set itself a little bit. The Nationals lose game after game after game after game in the ninth inning. This is a team, after watching what Cleveland and Chicago did last year, knowing exactly that they're going to have to face Chicago and Los Angeles when it comes down to October, they need to make the move before, you know what, Chicago and Los Angeles do.
Yeah, I mean, I think after Cody Glover was placed on the DL, I would have made a call to the Pirates and inquired about Juan Nicasio. Not that he's the solution or their closure rest of the season, but he's somebody that could give them more than an inning in that bullpen. For now, maybe he could be the interim closer for them. He's better than what they have in that bullpen. It's been a total disaster. And, I mean, look, the Nationals do have a luxury right now. Being in the National League East affords them a luxury. Something is going to happen. They are going to make a trade. I just don't think they're going to trade Victor Robles. Like you say, sure, do whatever it takes. I don't think he's getting traded. The one thing I will say about the Cubs giving up Torres was they got Aroldis Chapman, who is, if not one, he's number two. You know what I'm saying? So if they were getting like a Kenley Jansen's back, then maybe I could see trading Robles.
Okay.
I try and do everything besides in their power to get that. And as I've said many times, they do need multiple arms.
But I don't think it's costing Victor Robles to go get out, to go get the guys, Colomay, Herrera,
well,
Robinson.
That's going to be the first guy that is going
to
be mentioned.
Here's the thing. You know, talking to somebody close to the White Sox during the offseason, they wanted Robertson, and the talks kept breaking off to the point where they just weren't speaking anymore. So, you know, you can only speculate as to why. You know, maybe the White Sox were asking for Robles and Washington wasn't budging. It's just like, maybe Washington is not going to budge with just anything, you know, to get this closer.
What's interesting last night, I mean, as you mentioned about Faulty, he got blown up. But he's been pitched. He's done a good job, in my opinion, for the pitcher that I expected.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Look, he's playing the Nationals. They are one of the best offensive teams in baseball. So I'll give him the pitch. Strasburg, interestingly enough, gave up 3 homers. He had given up 6 all season prior to that. And in Strasburg's last 5 starts, including last night, has a K per 9 over 14, a walks per 9 under 2. So, I mean, if I just want to see Strasburg pitch 200-plus innings this year as a baseball fan and see what his final stats can end up being.
And if you're a Trey Turner owner, he went yard last night, too.
Yeah, we mentioned that. You talked about Matt Adams, his two home runs last night. I've always been a Matt Adams supporter. I just wanted the dude to play every day, and he got himself in shape and didn't get the opportunity until he came to Atlanta playing in there for Freddie Freeman. And as Scott said, 8 home runs in 22 games here with the Atlanta Braves. It's just a really, really awesome performance from Matt Adams.
Yeah, you didn't think they were going to be able to replace Freeman, but this guy supplied some nice power.
Yeah.
That ballpark suits him perfectly with right center and right field. Seems to be like a little launching pad out there. So
very good job by them going out and getting a player that they knew would fit well for their ballpark.
It's a great point. It's a great point. If they're signing James Loney to the minor league contract, they didn't stop, right? Like, they went out and got a player that fit their ballpark and fit their team well. And Matt Adams is at least providing some of the power that they lost to Freddie Freeman.
The Braves are doing it right now.
Yeah, they are.
And I'm going to go out here on a little tangent. But just ride with me here. It's like they knew they were getting a new ballpark. They might have the most rich farm system in the National League, right? But they knew they were opening up a new ballpark, and they put a competitive team there as well. And plus, they got this really new cool promotion. I was talking with Tony about.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you've seen it. Just Google it.
Balk at the park.
No, this guy that they call the Freeze. They dress him up. And like he's like this track star or something like that. They dress him up in like this ice colored uniform. They bring him out in the seventh inning on the warning track. They tell every fan, "We're going to give you a head start, and you're going to race the Freeze."
Not every fan. One fan a game.
If you beat him, you're going to win a big prize.
It's a significant head start.
A significant head start, and the guy always beats him.
This one kid on Saturday had his arms up like he was going to win, and he was like really close to the finish line.
Yeah,
and then he looks and he sees the Freeze, and then he falls on his face. It was pretty awesome.
All covered with dirt.
It was hysterical.
But real quick, like he said about you guys mentioned they signed James Loney, and then went out and got Matt Adams. The Mets would have had signed James Loney and put James Loney in the lineup.
Correct. That's what they did last year. So, like, we have seen that before by the Mets. By the way, the Nationals should just go trade for Mark Melancon. I know Scott's been saying that the Giants fall out, Melancon could be available. Just go trade for Melancon again. Just do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wouldn't want to take
the Giants are
going to
be sellers.
Correct. Just do it again.
That's what I was told.
I would want the Giants to take a huge portion of
it. You know what? The Nationals can afford it.
Yeah, but they're paying a lot of players right now.
Hasn't Melancon blown like 3 saves this year, though?
Yeah, he's not the guy I'm most.
I don't care. I feel like Nationals have blown 40.
No, but I feel like he's not locked down.
Who do you want them to go get then?
I like Colomay.
Herrera.
Even Herrera, who has not been.
I would go after Colomay. Like,
Herrera's blown a couple saves also.
But I'd like to see him in the Nationals.
Robertson's been there in the big city doing it. He's got good solid mentality.
I mean, Lance has got a solid mentality, too. He did a nice job for Washington last year.
He's blown a few key ones this year.
But so is Robertson. No, so is all these guys.
The one thing I will say about Melancon that scares me, he's older. He's like late 30s. And his margin of error is that window is small. He's not like a guy that's going to hit.
He's 32. He's not late 30s. Yeah.
I thought he was older than that.
He's 32 years old. I think this guy.
I don't think he doesn't
throw hard enough.
Sure.
Where... If he loses a mile an hour and stuff,
it's a big deal.
That's a huge deal. And he got 3 years?
Robertson's got that nifty stuff that moves around.
All right, fair enough. What about going after, like, you're not going to like this option. What about going to, like, Oakland? They got a bunch of guys, like Santiago Casilla. Yeah, right?
No.
Right. That's not a...
AJ Ramos?
I mean, I wouldn't want
to
give up a lot.
He gets to be too scary in the late innings.
He's better than what they have.
He'll be in the NLCS and he'll load the bases with like no outs.
And then you bring Cody Glover.
There you go.
Grand slam.
Get Nicasio and wait for Glover to come back.
God. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the baseball conversation for today. Some of the stuff from last night. Hour number 2, we'll get into some football. Stick around. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore, but I'd still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors, so you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today. Unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-894-5559, 800-894-5559.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-894-5559, 800-894-5559, 800-894-5559.
Vintage, retro, classic, old. Old school fantasy.
I like Matthew Stafford.
But the last 5 years, 20 touchdowns, 29 touchdowns, 22, 32, 24.
With a Hall of Fame wide receiver in Calvin Johnson for most of those years.
And no running game.
And no running game. This dude should throw 40 touchdowns. Like, what the hell are you doing, Matthew Stafford? Get it together, slacker.
Old school fantasy. Weekdays from 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving.